A videography class was underway where students were working on a variety of video projects.
So my current project is to be taken out of my comfort zone.
Trayvon Frisbee is a second-year student at the Oracle Charter School in Buffalo, one of the many students attending the BCAT program.
As you can see, it's a very social environment, and we all basically get along after like the first day, and we're just like, hey, bud, how you doing?
The arts really bring out their passion.
Devon McCune is the youth coordinator at BCAT and gave us a tour of the Main Street facility. This youth arts program is based on the vision of Bill Strickland, a MacArthur Fellow. McCune says Strickland wanted a result-driven after-school arts program, and the focus is on youth remaining engaged in high school so they'll graduate.
And it's the same promise we make to our kids. If you go to school every day, you can come here and do art every day. So if our kids go to school every day, they can come and do art every day.
McCune explained that teachers and staffers encourage students to use these art lessons to strive for higher grades back in the classroom.
My kids know that I won a 98 and I set a high goal for them. But I also tell them that, you know, you're not doing algebra for algebra's sake. You're not doing history for history's sake. That algebra, that's your music right there. That algebra, that's your videography or photography, or if you happen to play sports, that's your scholarship. You got to get good grades, you know. And so we try to focus those creative energies back into the school.
The best part coming here will be knowing you have a future, unlike other places where they tell you things, you don't really believe them.
DeMarcus Vaughn is a senior on track to graduate from Buffalo's Alternative School 44. We first met him at the end of last year where he was interning at the Erie County District Attorney's Office. This time we discovered Vaughn in the BCAT program where he's working on singing and rap music.
As long as there's a resource for kids to let their inner soul out, it'll always be good for somebody to be on track of something.
Yeah, I think it helps them understand that there's different environments for learning.
Kevin Klein is one of the instructors in the Media Youth Program where students work on their videos. Klein says this offers them a sense of completion and teamwork.
Because they can come here and they're still learning stuff that's completely outside of what they do during school, but it's still stuff that they can practically use going forward. And we show stuff in film festivals all over the country, so they get pride for that.
In a large art room, we found another set of students. Trinica Williams is a Bennett High School senior who was painting. She says she started attending this program as a freshman.
I like the structure of it, the meaning behind it, and how I can learn new things, and it teaches me stuff that I think I know but I don't.
Hutch Tech freshman Deisha Renshaw was working across from Williams on cartooning.
Everyone's like really nice here, and then they teach you how to do certain things. Like if you didn't know how to do it, you could just go to the teacher or one of the other students and then just ask them for help and they'll help you.
Inside another classroom, we found more students working at computers. They were in the middle of a creative writing session.
Poetry in high school is all about validating students' voices.
Tom Drittline teaches spoken word where students hold daily discussions, then participate in a free write.
You get to see these kids come up and write something they completely created on their own. It's their own story, it's their own emotion, and then a room of their peers claps.
I feel like while I'm in here, I can get more love and more appreciation for who I am as a person.
Marcus McConnell is a student at the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts. He was working on his free writing skills.
And while I'm in here, it feels like no one can judge you, and you can like express yourself how you want to do what you want to do.
I learned a lot from this class, but from the whole program as well.
Working alongside McConnell was Tapestry Charter High School student Saraya Ndeyu Brown.
Spoken word, it's really free space, open space, and you could talk about anything on your mind or anything on your heart, and basically everyone supports you while you read your poem.
Students say they like coming to the BCAT program to be creative, but we've been told that for some, it provides a sense of escape from difficult home lives in troubled neighborhoods. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.